As we open up to our divine space of truth, as we open up to our victory, they're asking us to proceed with like kindness. In other words, to receive ourselves in our divine state, in our divine sanctuary, in our divine stature. So I literally have the, so funny, interesting actually, the oracle card that says fulfillment of wishes. So when I saw us like in our higher heart, and there's this eternal flame, which is really our God spark. So out of that God spark came our divinity, came our truthfulness, came our solidarity of faith. In other words, this is who you are in your original state, in your original galaxy. So what we're doing is aligning with our true vision, our true sponsorship, our true it's like our elongated presence. So as we will receive our holy gifting, so our holy gifting is we're merging with our Christ presence, with our holy remembrance. So in English, it's just energy, it's light, but it's that pure light where when we're just dealing with the mind and the ego and it's like kind of cloudy. So this pure light, it's like just eliminates the fog. It brings forth our true visioning. So as we'll receive our divine liftoff, so this is aligning with our stars, aligning with our presence, aligning with our holy advancement, this energy precedes the light. So in other words, as we align with liftoff, as we align with our highest broadcast, everything is frequency, everything is energy alignment. So we're aligning with truth. Now this truth makes all things possible. This is what gives us heavenly visioning. So when we're looking at our circumstances, we're looking at a problem, we're no longer defining reality, but from what is, but from our new placement, from our new venture, from our new exposure. So as we'll receive liftoff, they keep saying liftoff. Now, the idea again being receiving ourselves in our highest placement. So liftoff is seeing ourselves anew, seeing ourselves with light, seeing ourselves with freedom, seeing ourselves with true, like glorified essence. So as we allow ourselves this true placement, as we allow ourselves true compassion. So compassion is, it's not when we stumbled and fell. It's not when we got lost. It's not when we were working at our ego. It's that we're reclaiming our destiny. Because as we claim liftoff, as we claim new arrival, as we claim highest truth, we bring forth prosperity for all to witness, for all to gain. In other words, we're here as leaders of consciousness, leaders of the new tomorrow, leaders of the ascended earth. So how we bring forth that leadership is by leading ourselves to victory. Leading ourselves to victory, that means we're seeing ourselves anew. We're seeing ourselves with light. We're seeing ourselves with advanced treasure. So as we will receive these energies, we report to a new standing, we report to a new alignment, we report to a new frequency. Now this is where when we have our like situational relevances, in other words our life, we open up to new ideas, new broadcasts, new arrangements. So what was not coming in before is suddenly going to be ready present. So it may be that we just suddenly attract a solution. It may be we suddenly have awareness of an idea. So all that comes to us with quickened assurance. Now I've got energy that's coming through my crown chakra. It's a different feeling. I feel that when I get the downloads. This is different. This is, it's just different. So it's like encouraging is the best way I can explain it. When I say different, it feels like come this way, come this way. It's the only way I can explain it. It's like inviting. So it feels like a sense of renewal. It feels like almost like when you wake up from a dream and it's like, oh gosh, I'm glad that wasn't real. Not that it was scary, but it's like you're just in a new placement. So refreshing, renewal, like a resurgence of new vitality. So as we will receive these heavenly treasures, we open up to our true unfoldment. So as we will receive these offerings, just feel the energy, sense it, imagine it, allowing new situational relevance. In other words, new possibilities, new ideas, seeing things from highest advantage. So we're allowing these energies to touch and marry. So marrying is coming into consensus, coming into new brokering, coming into new allowance, coming into new favorability to allow the consistent growth. So again, we're here setting the stage for new possibilities. We're here as way showers. So we're opening up new availability. So this is where we're going to be stepping out in faith. So instead, and they're saying standing in love's advantages. So instead of just following the crowd, instead of just following yesterday, instead of just following old lifestyle, we open up to higher circumstance. We open up to new facility. So you can imagine angels, archangels, your higher self guiding you to new awarenesses, to new places, to new circumstances, to new arrivals. As we allow liftoff. Now, why wouldn't we want to allow liftoff? Liftoff means that we have to change our seating. So if we've been seeing ourselves as victim, if we've been seeing ourselves as, well, you're the problem over there. So this is going to keep us harnessed. This is going to keep us like stuck and attached to all old misgivings. So when we allow liftoff, we change the story. We change our evolved status. Because if we're still holding prejudice against another, if we're still attached to circumstances, well, then we can't reach for the new if we're still committed to the old. So what we want to do is we want to see the old as like a jumping spot. Like, in other words, this is the platform from which I rise. This is the platform of the old hysteria, of the old misinformation, of the old alliance, of the old belief system. I am now done with. I have now surpassed. So we're inviting. Remember that energy kept feeling inviting. We're inviting our new circumstance, our new homecoming, our new availability, our new guiding light, our guiding star, our guiding stream, bringing forth new relevant, new advantage. So it's sort of like waking up out of a dream where it's like he said, she said, they were wrong, I was wrong. And just waking up and just really not caring about any of that, because you're advancing, because you're parting ways with fear, because you're moving into a new tomorrow, sliding into home base, sliding into new relevance, new possibility, new visioning. So let us receive our gifts with delight. With delight, freeing everybody, so everybody could go home, so everybody can know their worth and value. This is praying for what you have perceived to be those that wronged you. Whether it's the government, whether it's your ex-spouse, whether it's your boss, it's relieving everybody of their senses so that we all advance to our new tomorrow, so that we all experience rebirth, so we open up to a heart-centered consciousness where nobody's suffering, where there is no war, where there is no retaliation, where everybody is welcome. let us receive with true alliance. So the alliance is with our divine self, with our divine capacity, with our oversoul. They're asking us to take a moment and to receive that with welcome assurance. So, in other words, we're the ones saying yes. It's offered, but we have to coincide with grace. We have to say yes. We have to agree to part ways with fear, to part ways with hurt, to part ways with pain, and come into a new placement. If we're still attached to the old story, well, then that's where we're going to report to duty. So we're opening up love's advantage far and wide for all to partake, all sides of the story. Come, let's have a picnic, all sides of the story, for all to know love's advantage. Let us receive. They actually said, let us receive in earnest. So it's not like, well, I might as well receive. I have nothing else to do right now. It's let us receive in earnest. It's like a, how do I put this? There's energy to it. There's a trust in it. There's a holy welcoming, a holy relevance. Almost like a yearning, but not a yearning like it may happen, it may not, you know. It's like a drive, like that inner drive to welcome in our divine host. So your I Am Presence, your higher self, your divine self, your Christ presence, Jesus, whatever, whoever. You're welcoming it in with merriment and relevance. In other words, yes. You're choosing to bring forth your divine self into form, to know your worth, to know your value, to bring forth that relevance for all to hear, for all to witness, for all to be free. For all to be free. This includes every single seemingly body that seem to interfere with your peace in this incarnation. For all to be free. Only hurting people hurt. For all to be free. Let us receive.